Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Today is Saturday, the 10th of June, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Most High God's calendar, today is Sivan 21. So this month is fast spent. Time is really, really going fast. Just like Yahweh prophesied through Prophet Tommy Arayomi at the end of 2020, beginning of 2021. And also spoken through the John the Revelator many years ago in the book called The Second Revelation. It's a lost book of the Bible. And I learned yesterday through a message on WhatsApp that scientists have discovered that the Earth is spinning much faster than it has always spinned before. Normally, the Earth spins, you know, takes 24 hours to spin 360 degrees. But these days, it spins like three times faster. So I would say what it's meant to do within 24 hours is doing it three times much faster. And this is why time is really moving fast, faster than we expect, and faster than, because Yahweh is rounding up the world. He's rounding up this evil world of Esau. He wants, you know, to usher in the holy world of Israel. It's about time, you know, that Esau, he reaches Rome and the Vatican, be put to an end, their wickedness be put to an end, and the devil's wickedness and this world be put to an end, and holiness begins to thrive. Hallelujah. Right now, holiness is being suffocated, but you know, Yahweh is working on that, and we just need to trust him. So in the previous audio, I started off by singing songs to do with the strength of the Lord, hallelujah, and the weakness of man. Malibori bakayanda rababosa. Now that we have sinned, we need to rely more on mankind, on Yahweh. And Yahweh says, cursed be the person that puts his trust in man. That's written in Jeremiah 17, as well as various other holy biblical scriptures. So mankind in this fallen nature, we are so weak. We need the strength of Yahweh to get on in life on a daily basis, and we have a need to sleep. Now let's read Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. It says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord Yahweh. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord Yahweh is your strength. Hallelujah. The main focus there is the joy of the Lord Yahweh is your strength. The joy of the Lord Yahweh is your strength, but not the fact that it says this day is holy unto the Lord. And it says in the previous verse that we are not to mourn. The day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. But Yahweh, you know, they were advised by Ezra and Nehemiah not to weep, because the day is holy unto the Lord Yahweh. And remember that the Torah that he was giving unto them was, you know, giving them to them afresh through reading it afresh that day after the 70 years of exile is the most prized possession of the Lord Yahweh in the heavens. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we have learned through the book of Deuteronomy that we are commanded to be joyful always. Hallelujah. And you can see it in the writings of Apostle Paul, repeatedly he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. 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 And again I say, rejoice. 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 And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. 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 And again I say, rejoice. 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 And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. 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 And again I say, rejoice. 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 And again I say, rejoice. Amen, amen, in Yahushua's name. That's Philippians chapter 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 It continues to say in verse 5 to 6, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto the Lord. Yahweh, verse 7 and 8. And the peace of Yah, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm not going to read verse 8, actually. I'll stop there. So I like that verse 7 because it's related to joy. When we allow the peace of Yahweh to reign in our hearts by entrusting all our cares to Him, then we will have the joy of the Lord in our hearts. So the peace and joy go together. Hallelujah. Cast your burdens unto Yahushua, for He cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Yahushua, for He cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Yahushua, for He cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Yahushua, for He cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Yahushua, for He cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Yahushua, for He cares for you. Higher, 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 higher. Lift up Yahushua higher, 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 higher. Lift up Yahushua higher, lower, 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 Satan, lower, 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 Satan, lower. In times of trouble, the Lord is able. And when you're feeling down, the Lord is able. In times of trouble, the Lord is able. And when you're feeling down, the Lord is able. 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 Lord is able, the Lord is able, the Lord is able, the Lord is able. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Yahushua higher, 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 higher. Lift Yahushua higher. Cast your burdens unto Yahushua, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Yahushua, for he cares for you. So, and the peace of the Lord Yahweh, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Yahushua. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So when we have the joy of the Lord, we have strength. And that goes hand in hand with what is said in the book of Zechariah, which says, go and tell, is it the book of Zechariah? Yeah, it is the book of Zechariah, which says, go and tell Zerubbabel, not by power, not by might, but by my Ruach, says the Lord. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord Yahweh unto Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel is Nehemiah, saying, not by might, nor by power, nor by, sorry, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Zebaoth. Yahweh Zebaoth. That's Zechariah 4:6. If you want to understand the issue of strength, it is really good to read about what happened with the building of the second temple, because it is highly emphasized. Hallelujah. Aside from the creation story and the story of King David killing the three bears, the four lions, and the giants, the Philistine giants who were born to his, let's just say his in-law, because his grandmother, Ruth, the Moabite, had a sister called Orpah, and that sister Orpah is who gave birth to Goliath and his three brothers or four brothers. So aside from the story of the building of the second temple, the creation story, read the story of King David and the story of Samson, Shimshon, you will understand the issue of strength very well. Those are the main things that come to my mind when it comes to strength. So we need the strength of the Lord to get through this whole life. Now, Psalm 28 verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Let me read that one more time, because it's related to what I just said about casting your burdens, having the peace of the Lord, and rejoicing in the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Amen. In Yahusha's name. In Deuteronomy, Yahweh commands the children of Israel to enjoy their Sukkot meal in a place he has chosen, and they are to do it with joy. And he even says, when we are, you know, fulfilling, doing his commandments, we are to do them with joy, not grudgingly. And in that book, we get to understand that if we don't exhibit the joy, if they don't endeavor to exhibit the joy of the Lord, we are actually sinning against him. Now, because, you know, when we don't exhibit the joy of the Lord, we seem to be lifting up the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness is all about sadness, weeping, weariness, you know. But the kingdom of Yahweh, remember, he says in the book of Revelation that there's no weeping, no mourning, no crying. Hallelujah. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more weeping there. We are going to see the King. No more weariness there. We are going to see the King. No more tiredness there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Psalm 16 says in verse 9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also rests in hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also rests in hope. 11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen and amen and amen. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we are told as well in that same chapter that though weeping may tarry through the night, joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Though weeping may tarry through the night, joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. We may have touched on this subject during the resurrection season last year, I think. Or some other time, I've forgotten. But I just feel like new revelations are coming forth as I'm teaching this issue again. And also, it is good to be reminded. Actually, I think I told about it. I told about during Sukkot. Not last year, but the year before, 2021. I may have talked about it last year as well, but mostly 2021 is a very big issue. Yahweh made us understand that the devil is constantly trying to weary us with burdens of this world, the cares of this world, and is always bringing this, that, and the other to make us be weary so that we are not joy. Because when we have joy, we have peace, and we have the strength and the boldness of the Lord to face anything, basically. This is why we must make an effort to fight against weariness. Hallelujah. We must make an effort to fight against weariness. Look at how boldly King David spoke to King Shaul. He said, your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a sheep from the flock, I went out after it and attacked it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And when it rose up against me, I grabbed it by its mane and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. Then, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. since he has defiled the armies of the living God. You see, Goliath was always fighting against the reading of the Torah, the study of the Torah, the meditation upon the Torah. And yet the Torah is the what Yahweh gives to us as this remedy, as our remedy, his remedy, sorry, for our sin, hallelujah, for our evil inclination to sin. The Torah or the law of Yahweh, the commandments of Yahweh are the what Yahweh gave to us as his remedy for fighting against the evil inclination to sin, so that every time we feel like sinning or the evil inclination rises up within us, you know, we are to challenge it by quoting the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Let's read Joshua 1:6-8. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give these people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law of which Moses, which my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may achieve success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will achieve success. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord Yahweh, your God, is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. You can only be bold and courageous and strong in the Lord. You must be Ruach HaKodesh filled, and you must dwell in the secret place of the Most High on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I think I'm going to stop here regarding the issue of strength versus weakness, the strength of the Lord versus weakness. Hallelujah. I think I've said enough for now. So I'm going to move on to another subject with regards to the number 6. Let us note that this month is the month in which the, what is it called? Pride is emphasized, Chametz, and also Sodom and Gomorrah actions. So what do they call it? Homosexuality. They, you know, termed it as L. They're using the alphabet LGBTQ+. I believe if we look deeper into those letters from a Hebrew perspective, we will understand why they are using those letters. And one of the first things that has already come up to me is the letter Lev, letter L is the first Hebrew letter for the Hebrew word heart, for the Hebrew word for heart, which is Lev. And I've already told you before in another audio that the moon in Hebrew is called Levanah. And the moon is associated with the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, who is God the Mother, that is, you know, supposed to guide us through life, the helper of Yahweh, the comforter. She is our advocate. She's the one who convicts us of sin. Through her, we have access to the grace of Yahushua HaMashiach. And that is why she's also associated with the Hebrew letter Gimel, which is the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now back to the letter L, which is the beginning of the acronym LGBTQ+, which stands for lesbians, bisexual, transvestites or transgenders, and then LGBT, gay, G is gay, BTQ, Q is queer. I found out Q stands for queer. Whatever that means, only God knows. But the fact that the first letter starts with L is something to really look into, because This is the month of June, the sixth month of the year, the month that represents the fallen nature of mankind. Hallelujah. And also the month in which we are to be wary of pride. It's the month in which we receive, you know, it's usually the month of the Hebrew month Sivan, in which we receive the Ruach HaKodesh. We celebrate Pentecost, Shavuot. Pentecost tends to fall in this month of June. So we are celebrating two opposites. We are not celebrating, but we are commemorating two opposites. Because now that there's evil in the world, there's an opposite to everything. So while we are celebrating the fall of man, we are also, while we are commemorating the fall of man, we are also celebrating the restoration of man. Now, remember that when Ruach HaKodesh came into our bodies, she came in our bodies, which is the temple of Yah. The main focus is our hearts. Our heart is the throne room of Yahweh. That was revealed to me the other day as I was teaching. It's the throne room of the creator and co-creators. That's where all issues of life are discussed, resolved. That's why Yahweh says that guard your heart, or be careful what you allow into your heart, because out of the abundance of the heart flows the issues of life. Whenever we speak from our heart, we speak our thoughts. Even if we don't speak out loud, we speak in the spiritual realm. We are speaking what is inside of our hearts. And this is why we need Yahweh to circumcise our hearts. And the first step to getting our hearts circumcised is to allow the Torah to work within us by using the Torah to reject the inclination to sin. Hallelujah. We take a step of faith and we reject the temptation to sin. Hallelujah. And slowly by slowly we surrender to Yahweh and allow him to work through us and within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the heart of man is full of evil, desperately wicked. You know, Yahweh has various words that he uses to describe it in Jeremiah 17:9-10, as we have already shared in previous audios. So it is no wonder that, you know, LGBTQ starts with the letter L. They are, you know, talking about the heart of man. The issue of LGBTQ starts in the heart of man. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Out of the heart. When Barack Hussein Obama, the anti-Messiah, speaks forth and is telling you that LGBTQ is okay, and he established it while he was in office as president, he is telling you his heart. Remember, he's the man of sin, which means sin is what is in his heart. Perdition is what is in his heart. So Torahlessness is what is in his heart. Lawlessness is what is in his heart. Defiling the defilement generally is what is in his heart. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Sometimes we don't get to know people's hearts fully because they hide. They put on a facade. But generally, they tend to expose themselves in certain ways. Yahweh always, you know, allows room for exposure so that those who are spiritually blind can at least get to know what is going on the inside. So the issue of people saying they are born in the wrong body, they prefer to be something else that Yahweh has not created them to be, has a lot to do with their hearts. And this is why Yahweh wants us to guard our hearts. He wants parents to tend their children's hearts from a young age so that their children's hearts are filled with Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4-9. He wants our hearts to be filled filled with His Torah, so that we can meditate on His Torah day and night and be successful and have the courage, the boldness, the strength. Remember, the strength of the Lord is, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Have the strength to face the enemy head on and reject and push back his evil. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I need to stop here for now and continue with the next audio because the 30-minute mark is coming up. Shabbat shalom, brethren. This is Sister Perpetua Shulamit George of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry based in Scotland. Shabbat shalom.